This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Thus far in our study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we discovered this: for a genuine salvation experience, God must be involved, and the message and messenger must be anointed and empowered. Now let's consider the response of the believers described in this chapter. Verse 6 says, they welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 points out their response was twofold. They turned to God from idols. Welcoming God's message involved replacing what was there before with what was being welcomed. That's repentance. Repentance involves turning away from one thing and turning toward another, a change of mind and heart. Whatever takes the place of God in a life is an idol. God will not share his glory with another. Once he and his message are welcomed, he is to be served as the living and true God. Paul elaborates in verse 3, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, love, and hope. Notice their work was produced by a faith relationship. Labor was prompted by a love relationship. Endurance was inspired by their hope in the return of Christ from heaven. As they waited for that day, they diligently shared the life they experienced in Christ. Does this describe your Christian experience? Take a reality check.